Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, hey, Rush Nation, welcome to week 16 for many leagues. It is the championships semi-finals. We've seen some big teams go out in those quarter-final stages, and you might be down to the last four in your league, so best of luck for anyone who is competing for those ships at the moment, and let's hope that the series of 5-Yard Rush podcasts that have gone out this week can help get you to that final and help clinch a championship. Perhaps it'll be your first one, perhaps you'll be aiming to retain, perhaps you'll just be looking to return to the top of the pile with a victory this week. But let's get on to Thursday night throwback right now. Okay, so the Saints travelled to LA for a match of the 7-7s. The Rams won a good game here. It was low scoring in the first half, but the second half made up with some amazing scoring plays. Los Angeles stretched their lead to 30-7 by the fourth quarter, but they did survive a Saints comeback. The New Orleans team made it hard for them, and the Rams ended up winning 30-22. And fantasy points came aplenty on both sides of the ball. First of all, quarterbacks Derek Carr came up trumps with 27 completions for 319 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a 2-point conversion to Chris Olave as they aimed to get back into this game. Those scores hit A.T. Perry, Juwan Johnson and Rashid Shaheed on a long passing effort. So a nice return to form, hopefully at the best time if you were playing Derek Carr. And he came out trumps for you here. Matthew Stafford continues to bolster his great output with 2 touchdowns of his own, with strikes to Puka Nacua and DeMarcus Robinson off 24 completions and 328 yards. He has been looking good, and it's been nice to see DeMarcus Robinson slot in as a wide receiver 3 for this team and him to be able to spread the ball around and make the most of it. Also having Kyron Williams back here as his main rushing player has benefited him in his play, because it just makes that Rams offense a lot more complicated to defend against. Offensive skill players had plenty of high concentration, some targets and receptions. So Chris Olave, Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp all saw over 10 targets each in this game. Olave pulled in 9 of them. He did get 13 targets as well for 123 yards and a 2-point conversion. While Puka made 164 yards and a touchdown off his 11 targets and 9 receptions. Cooper Kupp caught 6 of the 12 he saw for 52 yards, but he got flattened on his only carry for minus 3 yards, and he missed a prime chance for a touchdown from a short pass in the red zone. So had he caught that, that could have been a nice boost for fantasy players. As such, no touchdown for Kupp in this game, and other players got the scoring instead. Rashid Shaheed's 5 of 9 for 70 yards and that long receiving touchdown. And Demarcus Robinson continued his excellent mid and late season form with 6 receptions on as many targets for 82 yards and a touchdown. The running game saw the best ground output for Kyren for the Rams. Kyren Williams, who carried 22 times for 104 yards and a touchdown. And Alvin Kamara kept racking up those Saints checkdowns with 5 receptions for 16 yards. Not as many carries, but that's the way the game went for him. Lucas Havrasik had the best game on the kicking front. 3 or 4 extra points and 3 field goals. And the fantasy winner on the defensive front were the Rams, who made an interception, 2 sacks and 5 tackles for a loss. So that moves the Rams onto 8-7 and keeps the Saints on 7-8 in quite a competitive NFC South division. I say competitive there. It's a race to the top on a poor division, shall we say. But the Rams look to be moving into control. They're looking to push for that wild card spot in that division. Let's move on to injury report. So Murph gave you a rundown on fantasy points earlier this week, so this will be a nice quick update of what's happened since then. Devon Achane and Tyreek Hill are both expected to play against the Cowboys, which will be a welcome bit of news for the Dolphins fans who desperately need them back for this game. Last week's game did seem a bit of a walkover against the Jets, but this will be a tough test. They don't seem to do well against teams in winning form, and the Cowboys are starting off 3 tough weeks for the Dolphins. Zay Jones is now doubtful for the game against the Bucs due to a hamstring injury, not the knee injury that has plagued him for much of this season. Obviously, with Christian Kirk going on IR, that doesn't leave a whole lot left in this team. Parker Washington did a fine job deputising when one of the players went down with an injury, but the depth there is looking a bit concerning. Plus, Trevor Lawrence may not be back for this game. He is up to practice on Friday, which might signal that he's progressing through that concussion protocol and might be available for fantasy lineups this week. However, the NFL Network did report that this is unlikely, so temper expectations with Lawrence and this offence in general. Another wide receiver who has been ruled out this week, Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown. He's been ruled out for the Cardinals in the game against the Bears. So look for Michael Wilson and Greg Dortch, who are both returning from injuries, to benefit this week. That is if Trey McBride doesn't just mop up everything else that's offered to him here. Zach Wilson has also been ruled out with concussion, so the Jets are going to be without him. And Trevor Siemian is likely to be the starter, which doesn't help the Jets' offensive players either. Ramondre Stevenson wasn't seen at Friday's practice, which might put hopes to bed of his starting in this favourable matchup against the Broncos. So that could be Zeke Elliott and whoever else they've got there in the backfield. Although it has been quite unusual this year, Bill Belichick has been primarily playing with Zeke rather than bringing someone else in when Ramondre's been injured. So this could be another feast for Zeke. Michael Pittman, big hit last week. Caused one of the Steelers players, Kazi, to get ejected from the game. He practiced in full on Thursday, so we could see him progress through the concussion protocol that he was put into and be ready for this important playoff matchup for those who have, frankly, dominated with him this season. Let's move on to weak points.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So As usual, the weakest against quarterbacks. That is the Washington Commanders. They are playing the Jets this week. However, you know, Zach Wilson and Trevor Siemian haven't been doing the best. We saw Tim Boyle also get brought in and then quickly taken out. So I'm not holding up hopes here that the Commanders will be taken advantage of by the Jets quarterback. Second on the list is the Philadelphia Eagles. They are playing the Giants. So Tommy DeVito, or Tommy Cutlets, as he's been called, has looked very good and has been hitting some of his targets really nicely. This is a divisional matchup. This could hit differently. However, the amount of coverage that the Eagles are giving up in the secondary might do very well here for Tommy DeVito to continue looking quite impressive for the Giants. Third on the list, the Rams. They played last night when we already talked about Derek Carr throwing 3 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. So let's move down onto fourth on the list. That is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They play the Bucks. Baker Mayfield humbled the Packers at Lambeau Field last week, and he's in line for another good game here as well. Weaker skins, running backs. We have got the Arizona Cardinals up in first place. They are playing the Bears. It's hard to see who will take the lead here. Roshan Johnson has been explosive, and Murph talked about him a little bit on the flagship show. Donta Foreman did see a lot of high-value touches in the red zone, certainly from the one-yard line and closer than that. But they were playing the Browns last week, and the Browns have been very stubborn in not letting many running backs into the end zone. So they may keep with Donta here at these short yardage plays, but Johnson seems to be the one who's getting a lot of the rest of the field, shall we say. Second on the list, the Broncos Denver. They're playing the Pats, so this could be another good week for Zeke, like we said. Ramondre Stevenson hasn't been featured in practice as much as the fantasy rosters would want him to, but anyone who's had Zeke on the bench for a lot of the season leading up to this stretch will be thankful that they kept him there and didn't trade him away, because he could be a good recipient of fantasy points this week. And then third on the list, the Carolina Panthers, of course. They are playing the Packers. AJ Dillon has been having issues with his thumb, I believe, so he looks to be out. So Aaron Jones seems to be the healthy back here to pin to. And then Patrick Taylor will be serving as the backup. Weak against wide receivers, the Philadelphia Eagles are second on the list against quarterbacks, and they are first on the list against wide receivers. They are playing the Giants. Darius Slayton was leading receiver here last week. He got 63 yards of 4 receptions, so he might benefit from this matchup. There's also quite a lot of other players there who could be in the mix. Jalen Hyatt, for example, Wandell Robinson. The Eagles secondary hasn't been looking very sloppy, and Matt Patricia doesn't seem to have done anything to stymie the flow of yards being picked up against that second group in the defence. Commanders, Washington Commanders, they are second on this list. They are playing the Jets. Like we said before, the quarterback isn't inspiring much upticks in predicted fantasy points here. So, you know, after recording seasonal lows last week, it's not looking good playing the Commanders here. Third on the list, the Los Angeles Chargers. That is good news for the Bills wide receiver group, and hopefully they will kick off a purple patch for the offense in the home stretch. They've got 3 games that do look winnable. This will be the first one, so hopefully Stephon Diggs has performed well enough to keep you in the playoff hunt and will do you a good favour here. Weakest against tight ends, we have got the Broncos, and they are playing the Pats. Hunter Henry has been limited at practice this week. Mike Gesicki doesn't seem to have been featuring at all this season. Henry has come back into a limited capacity in practice. He's been a favoured red zone target for Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi when they've played. Monitor his health, and if you've got him and he's fit, I would be putting him in. Cincinnati Bengals are second on the list. They are playing the Steelers. Mason Rudolph has given every offensive skill player an arrow down this week. But it is worth noting that the matchup still remains. You know, Bengals are second worst against tight ends in terms of giving up fantasy points. Pat Freiermuth and Connor Hayward seem to be the primary ones here. Keep an eye on. Third on the list, the Los Angeles Rams, like I said, played last night. The Juwan Johnson got 4 receptions, 48 yards and a touchdown. So quite a good haul for fantasy players who put him in. Let's look at fourth on the list, and that is the Jaguars again. They are playing the Buccaneers. Cade Otton seems to be garnering a niche role in this team. However, it was Cole Keft who got the touchdown last week. So it's difficult to say who's going to get the most fancy points here. I would hope it would be Cade Otton, because he does seem to be getting quite a little bit of volume. Let's move on to Flex of the Week. So Flex of the Week is a bit more of a super Flex of the Week this week, and it is Baker Mayfield. He's got all his offensive skill players healthy. Mike Evans and particularly Chris Godwin the last few weeks have been a nice link-up. Evans has been good for the touchdowns, while Godwin's been good for the yards. Plus, he's making good use of those supporting players as well. And, like I said, Cade Otton. And Rashad White seems to be one of the main beneficiaries of running back play out of the backfield, and has come up with a very high percentage of the Bucs' yards and fantasy points as well. In addition, he made the Packers look a bit silly in defence last week. He came off a very tough matchup against a hostile away crowd. He excelled, and then this week the Jaguars are offering a good matchup against quarterbacks and tight ends. Plus, the Bucs' defence have also struggled to contain anyone this year on the whole, so this could be a good shootout, especially if the Jaguars get Lawrence back. It's unlikely, but it could happen. Let's see what happens. But yes, Baker Mayfield is the super flex of the week. Well, that wraps up the semi-final Fast Action Friday. Best of luck with your matchups, and we shall see you for a high-stakes finals Fast Action Friday. Until then, keep rushing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.